our mind is the same. When we are polluted by greed, hatred, ignorance, and disturbed by discriminations and attachments, we distort our picture of reality and fail to see things as they are. Wrong perceptions of reality can prevent us from enjoying a clear and happy life. Learn to turn the light around, reflect upon yourself, and smooth your mind pond until it is still. Everything outside of ourselves is equal in themselves. The garbage does not feel it is unclean, and the flower does not know it is fragrant. There is no such thing as discrimination. We must let our mind be at peace, without attachments. This is true happiness. There is a lot of music in our society now, which promotes violence, greed, and hatred. To maintain a peaceful mind, we should refrain from listening to these the best we can. Anyone who still harbors arrogance, a self, cannot receive the true teachings of the Buddha. What is purity? Purity is apart from defilement. Defilement is the greed, hatred, and stupidity present in our minds. Cultivation is cleansing these impurities from our hearts. Cultivation is not something unusual. It is part of our everyday life. Whenever we recognize and correct our faults, we are cultivating. How do we know when our cultivation has improved? The time comes when we begin to understand the sutras more deeply, when we can read between the lines and realize the true meaning of the Buddha's teachings. This is when our cultivation has improved. What goes around, comes around. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. If we want world peace for ourselves and future generations, we should refrain from evil acts and cultivate kindness. To be mindful of the Buddha is to dwell in true wisdom. The ultimate goal to which all methods of cultivation lead is the complete pure and serene mind. It is our original nature, our Buddha nature. Success is reached only after overcoming great obstacles. The Buddha's teachings should be introduced as an education, not a religion. Using spiritual penetrations and psychic abilities to attract people to believe in Buddhism is not the proper teaching and only serves to mislead others. We should not be afraid to see our faults and mistakes because only then can they be corrected. People who fail to see their own mistakes will not be able to change for the better. A student of the Buddha does not just read Buddhist texts. He, she, studies them to reach a deeper understanding of life and the universe, and puts the teachings into practice in everyday life. Seeing another's fault is the greatest fault in itself. In putting the teachings into practice, the first thing we should cultivate is the pure heart. The pure heart is a mind without discrimination or attachments. We must also develop proper understanding by listening to explanations of the Buddha's teachings. We should treat all people with respect and sincerity. We must be responsible for our actions and careful when handling others' property. Be conservative with speech and actions, to avoid harming others. Listen more, speak less. Filial piety and respect are the roots of good conduct. Be considerate and kind in your speech. To put down another person is only proving your own arrogance and lack of self-confidence to others. The root of people's sufferings and sickness is discrimination and attachment to unrealistic things. The Buddha's teachings tell us how to detach ourselves and not to discriminate. If we listen and practice according to the teachings, we will be at great ease in this world of confusion. The difference between the success and failure of cultivation lies in your learning attitude. Be humble, sincere, and respectful. Do not think you're on top of everything. To often criticize is not a good matter. We should try to see the good points in others. Practicing virtue is to keep a kind heart, speak kind words, and do kind acts to benefit others. We should cultivate a sincere heart, a pure heart, a serene heart, and a great, compassionate heart. At a place of proper cultivation, the teacher guides the way, and fellow students support each other along the way. We should cherish both equally. We must rely upon fellow cultivators to correct our faults. If we cannot accept criticism from others, we will never reach attainment in our cultivation. Learn to use time wisely. When dealing with people and matters, be clear of what you are going to do from beginning to end. Do not waste time dawdling around. If time is used wisely, there will be plenty of time left to practice diligence. When we live together at a place of proper cultivation, we must be mutually respectful as well as harmonious. The Buddha helps those who have affinity with him. The question of affinity rests in whether the person accepts the teachings or not. The Buddha's compassion and teachings extend over all living beings. Just as the sun shines evenly over the great earth, those who hide in the shade cannot receive the benefits of the sunshine. Just as those who cover themselves in ignorance cannot benefit from the Buddha's teachings. We should truly believe there is heaven and hell. If we practice kind deeds, our future will be in heaven. If we commit evil acts, our future will be in hell. Do not be jealous of others. You only harm yourself in the process. Wisdom is a must if we truly wish to propagate the teachings and benefit living beings. Do not use emotions when helping others. Use wisdom and be reasonable. If we use emotions when dealing with people and matters, it often makes a good thing go bad. A wise mind is like a mirror, reflecting and perceiving everything clearly without distortion.